Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good.
Well, my name is Miss Karen. And last year, I noticed when we got ready to do the Christmas tree, well, a couple years ago and last year, that some of our ornaments that had been made years ago were getting kind of ratty looking. They weren't very nice. They were falling apart. Well, a friend of mine had given me some cross-stitch threads and some books. And I was going through and seeing if there was anything I wanted before I gave it to somebody else. Well, I found a book on chrismons. Chrismons is a combined word. It's two words made into one. The first part, chris, is short for Christ. And the M-O-N on the end is short for monograms. And a monogram is like your initials, like mine are K-J-G. Well, in the old world in Greece, and that they used the Greek alphabet. So this young lady, who was the daughter of a pastor in Virginia, Danville, Virginia, decided that she was going to do some ornaments. So she took the Christ and the mon and made the word chrismons. So all the ornaments on the tree represent something to do with Christ. And do you know what the evergreen tree, it stands for? I have to use a cheat sheet because I can't remember everything. Evergreen tree, it symbolizes the eternal life which Jesus gave us. I thought that was really nice to remember. You know, it's not just a tree. It stands for something. And most of the chrismons, let's see which one I got. Oh, I've got the star. Star stands for hope. And you'll notice the colors on it. There's some white, and the white stands for Christmas. Get my list down a little bit better. The gold stands for the glory and majesty of God. See, there's some gold. What do you think the red might, just a little red square in the middle, stand for? Does anybody have a guess what it might stand for? Do you by any chance know? It stands for the blood of Jesus. And then the green around the red, well, in the reading this morning, we heard that Jesus came from the stump of Jesse. Jesse was like his long lost, not lost, but long distant relative, like a grandma or a grandpa, older than that even. And he was from the tribe of Judah So we've got the star for hope. Yeah. I bet everybody can guess what this one is. It's a boat or a ship. And this stands for the church. I thought that was a real neat one. And then this one, you'll hear more about this one in the sermon this morning. What we got here? A dove. Does anybody know what the dove stands for? And then, pardon? It stands for it. That's right, the Holy Spirit. And on the back of all of these ornaments, we have the date that they were made. So people in 2 or 3 years from now will know what year they were made. And on the top, it tells you that this one is the dove and it stands for Holy Spirit. We've got some up there that stand for, let's see, what can I think of that I remember? I've done so many of them.
Fish.
Yeah, the fish, Icarus, okay. Which is the Greek for fish. It's a symbol.
Shell.
The shell. What's the shell? What do we use the shell for? What does it represent? Anybody got an idea? We hope he knows. It stands for the baptism. Because a lot of you were baptized when you were babies. You don't remember that because you're probably only 2 or 3 months old. Some people are older when they're baptized and they would remember. So this is for the adults. Because I know you could ask your mom and dad to read this to you too. But if your mom or dad gets the Living Lutheran, there is a page in it that explains about the chrismons and where they came from. They started back, as I said earlier, with a daughter of a pastor who wanted to do something because she didn't like the way their tree was looking at Christmas time. And now it's become a yearly thing. They go out and they have to use, I think you probably have seen them before, a truck that has these big baskets on that go up way high so they can reach things up high. Well, they find a tree that's so tall they have to use one of those trucks to decorate the tree. And sometimes they have over 300 ornaments on them. I wouldn't like to make 300 ornaments. This was enough for me. I've got three of them here that I'm going to ask you to help me put on the tree, okay? Who would like to help put one on? Two. Okay. Come on up. We'll take...
Thank you, Karen. Yeah.
Let me find my... Got my hooks here.
Yeah, I encourage you all to take a look at all these wonderful new ornaments that have been cross-stitched. It's quite amazing.